The Chinuch, in Sefer HaChinuch, a mitzvah, Reish Lamed Beis, says that as it relates to the Isser of V'lifnei Iver Leisite Michshol, the Ein Loikin Olav. You don't get Malkus. V'lifnei Iver Leisite Michshol, L'fisha Ein B'Maisa. So V'lifnei Iver Leisite Michshol is a Lav She'Ein B'Maisa, and because it's a Lav She'Ein B'Maisa, Ein Loikin Olav. The Chinuch says you don't get Malkus. Mechas Chinuch says that, to me, I have no Havana in the world of what's going on in this Chinuch. L'fnei Iver Leisite Michshol is a Lav She'Ein B'Maisa. It could be a Lav She'Ein B'Maisa, right? For example, if somebody comes to you for advice, you give them bad advice. Okay, you Iver L'fnei Iver Leisite Michshol, and you did a good Dibur. Dibur is your classic example of Lav She'Ein B'Maisa. The Lav She'Ein B'Maisa ain't loikin off. But what if you did a Maisa? What if you took a stumbling block, you put it in the path of an Iver, he tripped on it, and you were just over L'fnei Iver Leisite Michshol, and you did it with a Maisa? What's going on over here? Enechanami, it's possible. It's possible to be over on a Maisa, but it's also possible to be over with a Maisa. And to the extent that it's possible to be over with a Maisa, so when you do it with a Maisa, you should get Malkus. So the Chinuch says, that's all good if you did it on a Maisa. But what would be if you went ahead and you did it with a Maisa? In that case, you should get Malkus. Says the Michas Chinuch, that at first glance, I think this is a raya to something that I've always thought, something that I think is very meduic in the Rishon. And that is, that if somebody would go, and he would violate L'fnei Iver Leisite Michshol, we've spoken about this so many times, somebody would violate L'fnei Iver Leisite Michshol, in the Pshutei Shal Mikra Degas sense, he would not be over the L'fnei Iver Leisite Michshol. In other words, if somebody would go, and he would put a Michshol in the pathway of an Iver, and the person would fall and harm himself, you would not be over the L'fnei Iver Leisite Michshol. If that's true, Zokta Michas Chinuch, then I have no problems over here. Because what would emerge is the only way you could be over L'fnei Iver Leisite Michshol is on a Maisa. The only way you could be over it on a Maisa, in that case, it's going to be a Lav She'Ein B'Maisa, and if it's a Lav She'Ein B'Maisa. Now, what's this Chiddush that the Michas Chinuch mentions that we've spoken about so many times? It comes from the Mishnah Melech, who brings it from the Knesset HaGdolah, who said that if you look at the Rishonim, you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, and you look at the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, and you look at Rabbeinu Yonah and Shai Tshuva, different Rishonim in different places, when they talk about the Isser, L'fnei Iver Leisite Michshol, they say, what's the Isser? The Isser is not to give somebody bad advice. Read the Chinuch. Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, Shloi Lahachshol Tam Baderech. Loi Lahachshol Bnei Yisrael, Loseis Lohem Eitzara. Avon Niyashner Oisham. This is the way the Rishonim present the halacha of L'fnei Iver Leisite Michshol. And the Emes at first glance, it's a pella. Why would they present it that way? I mean, it's true, this is a se'if. It's a se'if katan, but it's not the Icarus. The Icarus is don't go ahead and put a Michshol in front of an Iver. Said Michshol Melech, brings from the Knesset HaGdolah, who said that you see from here that if somebody would go ahead and do that, Hitaku wouldn't be over L'fnei Iver Leisite Michshol. It's dafka if you do it in this funny way. It's a fnei suma b'yisadavar. But if it would be in front of a literal Iver, a literal suma, in that case, he wouldn't be over this. The question is why? Mechatesi, how did the Rishonim know this? So over the years, we've mentioned two mahalach, and they both come from this Minchas Chinuch, and there's really two makaris. One is the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar says, it says in the Torah, Leisakal HaCheresh, V'lifnei Iver Leisnitei Michshol, V'yareisa Me'eloi Kecha Ani Hashem. Rashi says, what does it mean, V'yareisa Me'eloi Kecha? So Rashi says, that being that this Indian of L'fnei Iver Leisnitei Michshol is not something that's Masr L'libay Shal Adam, right, the Chever around, they don't really know if you're being Iver L'fnei Iver, not being Iver L'fnei Iver. So you would think, I'm not afraid, big deal, let me go ahead and do it. The Torah says, V'yareisa Me'eloi Kecha, that even though the Chever don't know, but I know, and as a result, you should be afraid of me, because I'm makir, you're machshav, and I know whether you have in mind the right thing, you don't have in mind the right thing. Speak to Klei Yakar, why are you saying L'fnei Iver Leisite Michshol is that an avera that the bystanders are not going to... If somebody sees you go, and you put something in the way of a saginar, and he's going to fall on it, so... They're going to have you doing an Avera. What's the Avera Samei Alekecho? Says the Klei Yakar. Vaistois, that's not L'fnei Iver Leisite Michshol. Vaistois V'Avera Samei Alekecho is teaching me that the only time you're over L'fnei Iver Medei Raisa is if it's something that's taken, not muscle alive. What does it mean it's not muscle alive? Like in Eitz Sheni again. How does anyone know if the advice you're giving is something you have in mind or not have in mind? You have to really trust the person. Zok Te'e Mishto, I can say you're not afraid of him because... right? He has no way of proving that you're doing something wrong, but be afraid of me. So in the words of the Eres Melekecha, we know to be Moitza Mikra Midei Pshuta. The other Mahalach that we said over is from the Malbim, where the Malbim said that the Pasuk says, V'lifne Ivad Lei Sitein Mechshol. It shouldn't have said Sitein. Really, what it should have said was, Lei Sasum. Just in the world of Diktok, Sasum means to give, to place something in front of somebody. Sitei means to physically give something to somebody. So says the Malbim, from the fact that the Torah said Lei Sitein, it didn't say Lei Sasum, that's what the Diktok is. But either way, Kfar Rabu Aparshonim, to try to figure out where in the, again, the fact that Chazal could say what Chazal said, that's Talmud Bavli 101. But that being Moitzi Mikri Midei Pshutai, that's a Chiddush. And by the way, to say over the Kasha where the Geshmak is, because we know Rava says in Masechtas Yevamos that B'chalot Teirukulei Mikri Yoitzi Midei Pshutai, with the exception of the Parish of Yibum. That's the only time where V'hoya B'chari HaShatela, it's the only Pasuk in the Torah where Mikri is Moitzi Midei Pshutai. What do you mean? What happened to V'lifnei Ivelei Sitei Mechshol? V'yistais in the Pshutai Shal Mikri Gufo of V'lifnei Ivelei Sitei Mechshol. Right? In the Pshutai Shal Mikri, you see already Mefurish that it doesn't mean the Pshutai Shal Mikri. But Al-Kopanim says in Mechas Chinuch, this Chinuch would be a riot to that. Oh, it's very geschmack. What was my kasha? My kasha was, v'chayra, why is it a lav shein by maisa? You could be over lifnei evil lisita michshol in the regular way. That's not true. If you were over lifnei evil lisita michshol in the regular way, you wouldn't be over lifnei evil lisita michshol. This is a raya to the Knesset HaGdoyle, says Michas Chinuch, that the Mishnah Melech brings, that if you were over the pshutei shel mikra of lifnei evil lisita michshol, in that case, you're not going to have a problem. But the truth is all a pella. All that chreinim asks kashas. Michas Chinuch is a mitzvah liyashiv, and the reason it's Michas Chinuch is a mitzvah liyashiv. V'yesh yishuvim, by the way, v'yesh liyashiv. But it's a mitzvah liyashiv, and that is Michas Chinuch is asking on the Chinuch. How could you tell me that lifnei evil leisita michshol is a lav shein by ma'isa? L'chayru, you could do it with a ma'isa. How the pshutei shel mikra of lifnei evil leisita michshol? It's a riot to all this gishmakarait that if you do the pshutei shel mikra, you're not over lifnei evil leisita michshol. Forget about the pshuta shel mikra. I have another case. If you moshet kaisi ayin lenozer, if you moshet evim nachay to benoyach, there you also over lifnei evil leisita michshol. It's not the pshuta shel mikra to go lifnei evil leisita michshol. L'chayra, in that case, it's lifnei evil deiraisa. What lifnei evil deiraisa is only eitzah sheni agenis? Is that pshat? I don't know, I thought it's just not the Pshut HaShem Mikra to Gelifnei Evel Yisita Mechshol. But the two cases that Chazal always talked about, which is, number one, Eitz HaShem again, as a number two, causing someone to do it Vara Avera, right, that Bryson of Avodazar Davav, that for sure is a lifnei iver day rice. Right, we spoke at the Chuvas Pnei Yeshua, the Baal Megin Yishloima, who said lifnei iver, when you're machshel a goy, because Rava Yatir goy, we shtel tzu mar nagriz in the mechtavim, in the end of Sefer, so over there maybe it's only an Issa Rabbanon, because they only get chalik in the mitzvah vayis anyways, but by it for sure it's an Issa day rice, and no one ever said that that's not an Issa day rice. And that's also a lav sheyesh by maisa, so you can fight to do it with a maisa. So what's going on over? What's pshan the chinuch? And what's pshan the minchas chinuch? Michas Chinuch already went down this road. He says, how could the Chinuch say that it's a lav shein by ma'isa? There are cases where it's a lav sheyesh by ma'isa. Oh, must be there's no case. Why? Because the pshutei shel mikra is not the real thing. What about being moishet kais yayin lenoza? At first glance, this kasha is a pel. It's a pel on the Michas Chinuch. And again, it brings back the Michas Chinuch's kasha on the Chinuch itself. What's going on over here? Right? What's pashup shal? What's going on in the Chinuch? So the emes is, I want to get to one last aura, but as it relates to the chinuch itself, there seems to be a geshmaki yishuv. Mechas chinuch bamergs it, right? He touches on it, doesn't love it, ayin sham, but the pashat mahalach would seem to be based on another chinuch. And this chinuch is a mitzvah resh mem aleph. The chinuch over there is talking about the lava of loy sikoi, right? A Jew is not allowed to take nakama. So what if he takes nakama? Right, somebody hits you and you hit him right back. Says the chinuch, aval ein loykin alavze. You don't get malchus, lafisha im bay maisa. Because it's a lav she'im by ma'isa. The klal zeh yir biyotcha, says the Chinuch. I'm going to teach you a rule of thumb. Bechol mokim shenemar lav she'im by ma'isa ain't loikin olav. Every time you find lav she'im by ma'isa ain't loikin olav, is true. Afal pisha asa b'yishu ma'isa. Even if you did it with a ma'isa, ain't loikin olav mipnei kain, still you're not going to get malchus. Mikivon she'ef she'laver ala lav mibli ma'isa. Says the Chinuch, anytime a person is over a lav, that you could do without a ma'isa, even if you're over the lav with a ma'isa, you're still not going to get malchus. Mipnei she'ef she'laver ala lav mibli ma'isa. Says the Chinuch, I'm telling you a rule. Klal ze yir biyotcha. And then he says at the end, v'tizkor dover ze bekulon. Remember this by all mitzvahs. Ki dover baruhu. I'm not even going to review it anywhere else. So I'm telling you a rule, says the Chinuch. Chinuch talking. That if you do a lav shein by ma'isa, you don't get malchus. If you do a lav sheyesh by ma'isa, you get malchus. What if I do a lav that I could have done without a ma'isa, but I now went ahead and I did it with a ma'isa? I'm still not going to get a malchus. Mikivon she'ef she'lav rel alav mebli ma'isa. Truth is, this chinuch is the exact opposite of the famous Magid Mishnah, where the Magid Mishnah says that any lav that a person can do with a ma'isa, even if he does it without a ma'isa, you're going to get malchus, right? The Tshuva is made to be Yehuda, the Gimel Kushis, on the Magid Mishnah of Advar Matiki. But the Chinuch goes the other way around, right? In the past, we've tried reconciling this Chinuch with the Magid, not you have to, they're both Rishonim, but we've tried. But the bottom line is, this is the Chiddush of the Chinuch, and the Chinuch makes a big deal about it. Right, again, the that if there's a lav that you could do on a ma'isa, even if you do it with a ma'isa, you're still not going to get malchus. It's pashup shah in the chinuch and mitzvah reish lamed beis. The lav of lifnei ivel lo yisitim michshol, you could do it with a ma'isa. You can be moshet kos yayin lenazer. You can maybe be over the pshutei shel mikra, but you could do it on a ma'isa. You could give someone an eitz hashen and get it. And avifle, you could do it on a... So this at first glance would be the most obvious pshat, because chinuch seems to touch on it and he doesn't love it. Tein l'chachem v'yechtem.